Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, I'm Megan Lynch, and it's time for our weekly talk with Chuck Todd, moderator of Meet the Press and NBC News political director. There was a pause, Chuck, for a memorial for George Floyd Thursday. Tell us from your perspective what you thought were some of the most significant moments of that time.
Well, I think it's just simply been, you look at how the New York March, led by his brother, the walk across the Brooklyn Bridge, in conjunction at the same time, and it wasn't lost on me that the three officers were being arraigned as the official mourning of George Floyd began as well. I have to tell you the part that just personally, it was one of those things it caught me, and I just didn't expect to be caught by this myself, was the mural of George Floyd behind when I saw the phrase, "I can breathe now." It only added to what was clearly a pretty moving event for the family and a lot of people that were there.
When it comes to images that we've had this week, the president has been widely criticized for the Bible photo op. And a lot of people are saying that's going to become the defining moment for him now.
You know, we've been through a lot of defining moments with President Trump. I do think this is certainly one of them where it's one of those one or two word things, and it immediately invokes an image. It immediately invokes a moment. Charlottesville is one of those words that does that with him, the Helsinki with that press conference. And I do think that this Bible photo op will have that kind of thing. You know, I'll tell you that the president's handling of these protests from the very beginning, these protests were never about him at first. And they're really not about him yet. He seems to have personalized it, particularly the protests in Washington, D.C. And I think that's where sort of things have gotten lost here. And I think it's where he sort of, missed several opportunities to show some compassion to the protesters. He has a couple of times, but within the same sentence will go the other way. But he does seem to have personalized it and made it about himself, which I think has dictated some of the more ferocious responses he's had.
And now we're seeing polls that are showing more people disapprove of his handling of things right now than approve.
Well, I would say that's not a new thing. That's been sort of, I actually find it quite remarkable that his numbers haven't budged that much at all. Where you see the impact is in some of these polls that show matchups with Joe Biden. But if you look at his job approval, we have a new poll coming out Sunday. I mean, there's a lot of interesting stuff in the poll, but the least interesting is the president's job approval. I'll tell you what it is right now. We sit at 45-53, which is about what he's been sitting at in our poll for 3 years. He has basically not budged, and we've been through a pandemic. We've been through impeachment. We've now got this. I mean, there's no doubt the president has a solid base of support, but his actions this week do seem to have alienated this group of voters who might have been open to voting for him and might still be, but they're the ones that you start to see moving towards Biden in these head-to-head matchups.
Now, it's not just the president. As I was watching some of the social media feeds and comments that were being made Monday and Tuesday, what I started to see were calls for any leaders in Washington, D.C., to step up and talk. And it seemed like things were very quiet. What's been your perspective on that? You know, have enough leaders come out and talked?
No, I feel like that this has been in that sense, you know, we're sort of Washington, you know, we've talked about how broken Washington has been for some time, but it is leaderless. You know, you have a president where more than half the country won't listen to a word he has to say. And if he chose to try to be a leader in this moment, I don't know if the country would embrace it collectively. He doesn't seem to want to make that attempt. As Jim Mattis said, he doesn't seem as if he wants to unite the country. Sometimes it seems he's actively looking for opportunities, if not to divide, at least exploit a divide for political gain. And I have to tell you, I think Congress has been lacking. I think the lack of leadership there, I think that in some ways, Joe Biden being sort of stuck where he is, it, you know, it feels like you have a presumptive Democratic nominee who can't really go out that much, can't really insert himself into the story due to the pandemic. So all of it has left us where we have felt leaderless. But I'll tell you, it is a reminder, this protest movement, there isn't one leader of it either. It's pretty bottom up. This has been a bottom up moment. We've handled the pandemic more from a bottom up thing. It has been fascinating, and this is something we plan to tackle on Sunday. The one place where the country has led has been collectively. There has been more leadership in how the public has acted and responded than how our leaders have tried to inspire or not inspire.
Chuck, are there any meaningful reforms being discussed right now at the national level, or is this going to be like COVID response? It's going to be on state and local governments to look at reforms.
Well, look, most police reforms to have an impact, you need to change state and local laws first. But are there some things the federal government can do? There are. And I think there are a few things that might actually get done this year, because I think you can put together a left-right coalition in the Senate. One would be getting rid of this program that allows basically leftover military equipment to go to police departments. You know, the whole militarizing of police forces. It is ridiculous. In some of these places, some of the old military gear they have, that's a program that even people like Rand Paul think need to go away. So could I see something like that? If you worded a ban on chokeholds in a certain way, for instance, if you denied federal funding to state and local police departments, if they didn't ban their chokehold, you know, that's the type of way the federal government can sort of incentivize change on the local level. That's something they could do. But there's talk of criminalizing chokeholds, and that may have a harder time getting through the Senate. So there are a few things now that can get done, but I'll be honest with you, I don't know if the election being as close as it is too enticing for everybody to choose to have a wedge and decide, no, let's make this a referendum issue for November.
Chuck, thank you. Appreciate your insights as always.
You got it. Thanks.
That's Chuck Todd, NBC News political director and moderator of Meet the Press, airing Sunday at 8 a.m. on Channel 5 and Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. here on KMOX.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.